Chapter 5. A Quick Schooling. Later, Soleil would consider how she didn't need to think about how to work the bracelet. She could sense what to do. It was as if it were connected with something deep inside her. It was the same with Swift and Chenille. One minute, they stood in the advisor's chambers, and the next minute, they stood inside a large, unfamiliar building. Quickly, they tried to assess their destination site. Around them was a large open corridor. Against one wall stood a large glass case that displayed gold figurines in various poses. Pictures drawn in a child's hand papered the corridors. Rows of doors stretched along the narrow halls. Suddenly, one of the doors opened, and people came shuffling out. The three friends took cover next to the glass case, pulling down their long sleeves to hide the bracelets. A woman walked down the hall, trailing a long line of little ones, who were chattering and singing. As they walked past, they spotted the trio and pointed, giggling at their clothes. The woman hurried her charges along. "Our clothes do look out of place," whispered Chenille, glancing down at her tunic and leggings. "I think we're in a school," said Swift. "We should probably start..." Suddenly, a man came hurrying toward them. "You three," he yelled. "Stop right there. Are you where you're supposed to be?" He looked them up and down. "I didn't know there was a dress rehearsal today. Well, move along to the auditorium." The trio turned and walked down the hall. "He's gone," said Swift. "We should find a door. Hey, Soleil, what are you doing?" Soleil had stopped in front of a large wall poster. Swift and Chenille looked over her shoulder. "This is it," Soleil whispered, as if in a trance. In the middle of the picture stood the tall, feathered object she and Chenille had drawn. Ringed around it were smaller images, labeled with names: oak, maple, pine, willow. The poster was titled, "The Tree."